Good afternoon and welcome to Boardroom Media. Today we're joined by Mike Curtis, Director of MMJ Group Holdings. Thanks for joining us today, Mike, and welcome back to Boardroom Media.
Thanks, Bill. Pleasure to be back.
Mike, it's been a little while since we last heard from you. Can you give us an update on MMJ Group Holdings, please?
Sure. Our focus over the last while has been the same focus of the last 6 months. We've really focused our investments within cash flow businesses that are fully financed, such as our significant investment in WeedMD. This is an under-recognized, vertically oriented licensed producer in Canada with significant recreational and medicinal customer bases, along with a significant additional financer for $25 million in a private placement. In addition, we've continued to focus on the bottlenecks within the value chain, specifically investments within the extraction space, where MMJ is becoming a leader, and the high margin value brands. Some of those investments in the extraction space include Embark Health, which is positioning to become the world's largest extraction footprint, offering 7 unique methods of extraction along with volume input. We've also made an investment in Sequoia Cannabis. It successfully built a extraction facility in Krakow, which has recently achieved EU GMP certification, which means it will be able to sell its products into the open European markets. This is going to be a significant investment and the only EU GMP certified facility in all of Europe. Lastly, on the brand side, we made a significant investment in Valero, who are the maker of the flight pens, and they're seeing significant orders from all government agencies, and we believe there's going to be significant demand globally as we go forward. Lastly, we continue to support our existing portfolio companies in an extremely capital-constrained environment. One of our largest positions, Harvest One, faced some capital constraint issues. We've made a small investment into it and are now proceeding with a special committee process. We expect to recognize significant value going forward because the quality of the brands continue to just be phenomenal.
Obviously been a very interesting time. Mike, you recently announced the launch of a share purchase plan. Why at this time, and what are you proposing to do with the funds raised?
We think the timing right now is good from the perspective of the things that we're seeing out in the market right now, Bill. The valuations have been aggressively put down, and what the companies are willing to accept in terms of structure, we feel like we can put investments for out over the next little bit that will be a multiple return for our investors. So we believe this is generally the best time.
And can you actually broaden out the discussion a little by describing some of MMJ's portfolio and your approach to investing over the next 12 months?
Maybe stepping back for a bit because it's been a little bit interesting. And the last 6 months have been quite transformative for the cannabis equities. We saw a significant decline that was started off by a retail panic, which then morphed into an institutional sell-off. And we saw real capitulation and extreme tax loss selling near the end of the year. We tend to take a global view on this, so looking at legal jurisdictions and Western geographies, we're cautiously bullish now on the remainder of 2020. We feel like there's going to be more consolidation and cleanup to be done, and the market and industry participants, they're no longer under any illusion there's going to be some massive demand that's going to save them. Companies need to be profitable, they need to be well capitalized, and they need to have quality products.
Mike, I'd like you just to elaborate a little bit more on the investment opportunities in Canada.
Sure. We tend to focus, and not just in Canada, Bill, we tend to focus on legalized Western geographies. So we've done some investments, obviously, in Canada for licensed producers or licensed dealers, which are they're government-approved entities that can sell legal cannabis recreationally and medically, both in Canada and globally around the world when they have the right network. So we tend to focus on federally legal businesses. And then, as I said, as we go outwards from there, we like to step down into the subsectors that we believe are the most profitable. So you can see the extraction companies like Valens and Metapharm through this downturn. They've actually done relatively well. While they're down a little bit, they've certainly outperformed, and they look like they're starting to turn the corner. You can see the same thing with the large leader in the space like Canopy. It had been facing significant issues in terms of how it was structured from a profitability perspective. But most recently, last Friday, they came out with some numbers that look better on the revenue side, and it looks like they're getting costs under control. So really, Bill, it feels like we're in the stage where we've bottomed out. The companies that are going to make it and are going to be the leaders are becoming very clear to us, and that's where we're going to focus our investment dollars.
So finally, Mike, for prospective investors, what are the key messages that you'd like to get through looking forward into 2020?
Well, typically in these bubble burst scenario, Bill, I'm sure you've seen it before, whether it be tech or housing, the year after is moderately bullish as people consolidate and we figure out how to deal with the overcapitalization and oversupply. Assume this is going to take about 12 to 18 months to resolve, and the second year after the crash is where the major returns are really going to come in. That's why we want to deploy capital now into those names so we can get that return. We expect our portfolio is going to be moderately positive through 2020, but we believe 2021 is going to be a very high return year.
Mike, thank you very much for your time today, and we certainly look forward to the next update from MMJ.
Perfect. Thanks, Bill. Always a pleasure.